Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. You're back with Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. And truly, we are about to talk with a serious man. What a man we're about to talk to. The Honorable Michael Thurman, CEO of DeKalb County. He was born of humble beginnings, son of a Georgia sharecropper who matriculated to Payne College and later to the University of South Carolina, achieving his law degree. He also completed the political executive program at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. Mr. Thurman has experienced a successful career challenging the status quo of systems and making a difference in the lives of people. And he is a first in several instances. He was the first to be elected from Clark County, African American, to the Georgia General Assembly, authoring legislation that provided more than $250 million in tax relief to Georgia seniors and working families. He went on to become the director of DFACS, creating the Innovative Work First program, which helped over 90,000 welfare-dependent families move into the workforce. In 1998, he successfully ran for the Georgia Department of Labor Commissioner, becoming, again, the first non-incumbent African-American to be elected to a statewide office in Georgia. From 2013 to 2015, Mr. Thurman served as interim school superintendent of DeKalb County School System, overseeing a system of 102,000 students and 16,000 staff. In 2016, Mr. Thurman successfully ran for CEO of DeKalb County, where he has been lauded as one of the most popular elected Democrats in the state for unique style of building bridges, balancing budgets, and finding solutions. He is the Mr. Fix-It man, our friend, our CEO, and a great man to the community, the Honorable Michael Thurman.
Wow.
That's what I say every time. Every time I read something about you, that's what I'm saying. Wow. Come on. Wow.
Nah, you made me sound better than I am.
No. I'm going to tell you the truth, Mr. Thurman. If I had the time, which I don't, I would have read much, much more about you. Mm-hmm. That's a really, really abbreviated version of Michael Thurman.
Well, thank you. But first, let me just congratulate you and Ms. Turner. Thank you. Congratulations on bringing the word to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners around Atlanta and Metropolitan. Thank y'all for just being the soldiers and the servants that you are. This is phenomenal.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. I was telling them, I don't know if you got to hear earlier how we first met when little Micaiah was a little girl, a little sassy little kindergartner. She was sassy.
I was getting ready to bring that up. We go all the way back.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Man.
And I'm telling you, she's done some phenomenal things, and she continues to make you proud, make us proud to have been a part of her life in those formative years. And so we are honored. Yeah. We're honored.
And we've been very fortunate to walk with you through some of your journey. I was with you in the Department of Labor.
We served together.
That's right.
The Labor Department.
That's right.
Man.
That's
we
right.
We spent 12 years. Well, you stayed longer than 12.
Yeah, you didn't want to stay any longer. I had to stay there a little bit longer. But, but it was a great.
For that retirement.
There you go, my friend. And I'm reaping the benefits now. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then Vicky, of course, worked with you with the school system, which was great.
Yes.
No, what you did for them. She didn't work with me. She was one of my bosses. I worked for her.
All right.
She was my boss.
I hear you.
But you know what? Thurman, I just, we can't celebrate you enough. Right. And one of the good things, we were celebrating good, and the focus of the show is to lift up good things that are happening. And not, you know, we get so much of the negative. We are inundated with it. And some people go to bed with it, wake up with it. We have to make intentional choices not to be enamored with all the bad. And so I'm so proud of what you're doing on your way out of the office of CEO, that you have looked back and said, you know, there's still work to be done. You're not a lame duck. You're not just folded your hands together, put your feet up on your desk, but you're still engaged. And that $13 million initiative, thank you on behalf of the citizens that will benefit from it. We can't say thank you enough. But that's the work ethic. That's from your father. I've heard the story about your humble beginnings. I don't know how many times I've heard it, but every time, without exception, every time I've heard it from you, I'm moved at the power of God. That I think about Jeremiah 29:11, honey. That's what I really think about, the plans God has for each one of our lives.
That's right.
But how you've allowed the Lord to guide your steps and your career and your path as a public servant, as a family man, as a husband, and as a father. We salute you. And we want to talk about what kind of business, even though you're doing some great things, what remains unfinished for you?
Oh, that's a beautiful...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Question. I had to stop and think about it. Well, you know, it's you have to continue to work no matter how much you and I and Brother Robert we've been able to accomplish. There's always work to be done. You know, having been in defects, I used to talk to my and the labor department. You can serve every person in the waiting room on Friday. Mm-hmm. Come Monday, the waiting room is going to be full again. You can educate every child currently enrolled in the DeKalb County School, but next school year, even next week, Monday, you have a different set of children that need to be inspired and uplifted. So the work never ends. You have to try to do the best you can for as long as you can. And then, you know, pass the baton and allow someone else to come forward and serve as well, which is what we're doing in DeKalb. And so I've been blessed to stand in the gap, to do the best you can, and hopefully make the world a little bit better place.
And speaking of that great baton that you've passed from one organization to another organization, from one generation to another, and really the baton you're passing and the work you've done and the footprint you left will affect generations that you'll never meet. But they'll know that Michael Thurman lived and Michael Thurman had a wonderful impact on the success of their future. So I want to ask you, what are you most proud of that you accomplished during your tenure as DeKalb's CEO?
I believe it's helping to rebuild trust in the government. You know, we built some things, obviously fixed water bills and paved some streets and worked with Stonecrest, worked with the school district. You know, tax breaks. I can go down the list, right?
Right.
But the most important thing that we were able to do was to help to restore trust in our government so that people can trust when we make statements or make promises that they will actually occur. Y'all remember it was famously said by a former attorney general that the cab is riding to the core.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people were saying we were dead, dysfunctional, broken, we'd never rise again. Well, you know, the devil's a liar. That's what T.D. Jakes was saying.
That's right.
The devil's a liar. And now the cab is being rightfully recognized and celebrated. So that's it. And, you know, we just got to keep working and continue to build on past successes, knowing that you never really, there's always more work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You feed the hungry, there's always one more family.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, you clothe the naked, you get to help the homeless, there's always one more homeless family. So it never ends, and we just keep working.
That's good.
You know what, Thurman, and I appreciate that, because that is no sooner than you put out one fire, there's another. And that's the best way to look at it. We keep working. We stay engaged. We cannot rest on the laurels of yesterday. We continue to build every day. And so that's the kind of work ethic that you have. You know, tell us, where do you think you got that work ethic from?
My parents, Sidney and Vanilla Thurman, you know, people are modest men, but they work every day. My dad, you know, like you said, you heard the story, couldn't read and write, but he was always there working to try to support my mom and my eight brothers and sisters. So, when I was young, I said, people who work hard ought to have a part of the American dream. We ought to be doing better than what we're doing, because we're not in this impoverished state because my mom and dad don't work. We all work. And so it's just them and trying to take a little bit and do a whole lot with it. And being a priest, count your blessings, make your blessings count, and just keep pumping, keep going. My mom, we would complain about being tired or don't want to go. She'd always said, nope, you go. You got to go. You got to keep working for the people that you're trying to serve.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, that speaks of, you know, I was reading once about a fragrance. We are either going to leave a fragrance in the earth that is pleasant to the nostrils, you know, like they come in the room and you just take a wisp of it, you know, like some great perfume or cologne, and you take a wisp of it and you're just like, oh, that smells so good. That's our task as believers. Either we're going to leave a fragrance or a stench. We get to choose. We get to choose that, honey.
Right.
And so you've obviously, there's a fragrance that emanates from Michael Thurman that is pleasant to the nostrils. And I love the point that you made about you came in with an intention to rebuild trust. There was a negative narrative that was pervasive throughout this county, but you said, no, we can do better. And you found those ways to do better. And we still are getting better every day.
That's right.
And that comes from intentionality, accountability, and consistent deliverables, if you will, to the stakeholders. I can't thank you enough. And I'm grateful for the opportunity, while it is even still daylight, that we can thank Michael Thurman for work he's done.
Right. You know, before we go to the break, a CEO, I do have one thing, a little known fact to that. When I was researching your background, I was very surprised. It said that you were the co-president of the Student Council in 1971, but also, and this is what surprised me, you are the record holder of the 100-yard dash. You can move that quick? Is that why things happening so fast when you go someplace? That's why things change so quickly? Because you're still holding that record, huh?
I was, but let me tell you what happened. I thought I was fast, bro. I thought I was fast, man. We went to this state Olympics. I ran into this fella named Danny Bugs. You know, my man.
Yeah.
Danny Bugs, I know y'all.
I know Danny Bugs, yeah.
Man, that boy, all I could see was the bottom of his shoe. And he had on his sweats. He didn't even take his sweats off.
Oh, wow.
I gave up on track after that. I got to think of something else out for my life.
You did
Danny
good.
Danny Bugs drove me into politics.
We appreciate Danny for that, then. Yeah. We appreciate Danny leaving you in the smoke.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with you, CEO. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners and CEO Michael Thurman on News and Talk 1380 WOK, the voice of the community. Give us a call, 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
really good man. It says, we are here. You're with the Turners on Let's Talk About It and News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK. And we are celebrating the life and legacy of the CEO of DeKalb County, and that's Mr. Michael Thurman. Right before we bring him back in, we've got a caller on who's been waiting, and I'd like to bring him in. Todd, are you with us?
Hey, Vicki and Rob, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Michael Thurman, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have, my questions are directly related. I have four questions for you, and three of them for sure directly related to your position as it would have been CEO, and one I'm not sure about, so I want to give you this one first.
Excuse me, Todd. Let me say something. You know, Mr. Thurman is just coming back off of a trip. We really don't have a lot of time in reference to a number of questions. If you have, like, one question, possibly two, that can summarize what you want to ask, and please do so now.
Okay. I don't want to take away from your 5 minutes that you spent praising him already. Okay, so, Mr. Thurman, I'd like to ask you, do you know if there's been a plan put together public dollars through your office to help better sustain the DeKalb YMCA over there on Snap Finger? I have some particular interests around that area that I want to implement for myself and my family, but I would like to know to what degree public dollars are being added to help protect the presence of that YMCA, because I think it's a good part of what makes that neighborhood around there good. And maybe if you allow me, I'll ask the other ones as well.
Go ahead.
Working with State Senator Emanuel Jones, I believe it was during the pandemic, I think we invested about $250,000 to get it reopened after the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken. I know we made a significant investment.
Do you know where you're at with it now as far as public dollars? I know some things about how the Y is operating, and I know they do have the responsibility of gathering private money for themselves as they are a private institution. But do you know something more about where other public dollars are being added to help protect the presence of that YMCA to support that neighborhood better?
I believe Senator Emanuel Jones also led the effort, as well as former Commissioner Larry Johnson. I would need to reach out to him. I'm suggesting maybe you reach out to Senator Emanuel Jones, because he has been the point person on getting it reopened and securing the money, because he was the one who really brought us to the table. I met with the YMCA leadership. They've gone about trying to be more engaged and responsive to the community. I've not been involved in it, though, in the last year. So I would need to be updated to give a more current state of affairs.
Are you open to questions about public transit, or do I need to get moving from this conversation now? Can I ask you some questions about public transit?
Well, one question. The Turners are the host, so I'll do whatever they tell me to do.
One question, Todd.
Has there been any firmly made plans, whether they've been implemented or not, to expand rail through your office dollars that come to your office to expand rail around the southern hemisphere, around the southern area of DeKalb County?
There's been no investment in terms of heavy rail. There have been major investments to enhance and improve current and existing services with MARTA. Beginning, one of the things that we began working on back in 2017 was to improve the services we had. Some things are simple, and others dealt with coordinating routes so that they would reduce the time and improve convenience, adding additional bus shelters. We've added over 150 new bus shelters. One of the things I was so frustrated with in DeKalb County was just seeing women with children standing in the rain on any one day. And I can go on and on. One of the things that's going to happen, not during my administration, we secured a $25 million grant working with Collard Greenwood and MARTA and our board members to finance the construction of a transfer station there on Candler Road near South DeKalb Mall.
All right, Todd, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling, and have a wonderful day. We look forward to talking to you in the future. There is a statement. There is something I want to say, just real briefly. When Todd was about to begin his speech, and I had to tell him that he only had maybe a couple of questions to ask, he made a statement that, you know, he didn't want to take away our 5 minutes of praising Mr. Thurman. Well, you know, all I was doing was fulfilling the scriptures. The word of God says, give honor to whom honor is due. Mm-hmm. And this man is deserving of honor for all the years he's committed to public service, all the lives he's changed, and the future generations he will impact and already have impacted. So if 5 minutes was it, really 5 minutes is not enough to do what we need to do to say thank you, Mr. Thurman, for the great work you're doing. So I just want you to understand that.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Look, let me say this. You know, I've been in public service, and as you all have mentioned, in one way or another, more than 30, 35 years. So I've been called everything you could be called at least twice. And, you know, depending on who you're talking to, I'm a saint or I'm the worst sinner that you ever will meet. But that's just gold with being in public service. You're going to have good days and bad days. And, you know, being a public servant is like walking out in the middle of Peachtree Street and hollering to the top of your boy, tell me what you think about me. People are more than willing to share their comments and opinions. So that's just part of the game. And it's not personal because people don't know you personally. That's know what they read or they know what they may have seen on a 2 minute clip on TV. But that's just a part of it. And I accept that too.
Well, I appreciate you again, Mr. Thurman. A couple of more questions for you. What is the greatest advice you would leave with your successor, and where do you want to go from here?
Well, I just love the cap, and Ms. Cochran Johnson, that's the key. You love the people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about the CEO's job, people say, oh, you're at the top of the pyramid. You're really not. You're at the bottom of the pyramid. Mm-hmm. And your job is to serve all the residents of DeKalb County as best you can, knowing that you will never get it perfect. Right. And there will always be things that could have been done and should have been done. So it's a tough job, but she's up to it. And just love the people and the people will love you back. I'm just telling you, you give to the people and the people will give back.
Well, you know, the people want to know, Mr. Thurman, where do you go from here?
I'm going to finish this job. I got a couple more things. You all mentioned the $13 million for the homeless. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never too late to do the right thing.
That's right.
We are going to announce, and I'll make some news on your show. How about that? Okay. We've already completed construction of a $300 million wastewater treatment plant, so we'll be cutting the ribbon on that in the next couple of weeks. That's important. It's not sexy, but the dirty water has to go somewhere, and it got to get treated. So we're doing that. And, you know, I'm going to finish and be still. Oftentimes, you know what you want to do in life, but if you be still and listen, God will tell you how to best get it accomplished.
That's right.
So I will take my time, get with Zola and Micaiah, get with you all, and, you know, we'll see what happens next.
We're definitely here for you.
Well, you know, you were the first one that launched us in this world called politics.
Yes. I don't know if we should be mad at you or happy about you. I don't know yet.
No, let me say this before I go. The thing I admire most about you are just so many things, but there's this amazing love story that you all are living. And, you know, I look at my marriage, I say, I want to be like the Turners. I tell Zola, we need to be more engaged. Y'all still act like teenagers when you're out in public. How y'all pull that off? I mean, help a brother understand, right? Not, man.
I'll be writing a book, and I'll have you join me on my book tour. And we'll be fine. We'll be good.
You can just be grinning and going on.
I know.
That's my honey. I'll
see you Tuesday night. I'm coming to your celebration.
Okay.
For your retirement. I'll see you at the school district.
Okay, dear. Night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right. God bless you. Our regards to the family.
All right. Take care.
Y'all be good.
Have a good one. Okay, love you too.
Let's talk about it with the Turners on News and Talk. That's what you've been listening to with the CEO from DeKalb County, Michael Thurman. We are the voice of the community. Well, we're ending our last segment of the show, so we want you to give us a call. Come in, call us, talk to us at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.